Chavez, and you. Hello. Hello, goddammit, hello. Goddammit. Hello. Hello. Did you just call whoever you is? You one of them robots taking over the world? My ring just turned. What the hell, my cigarette? Thank you for calling expensive place for clothes. Can I have your name and your account number, please? This call may be recorded for quality shit. Bastards.
Ugh! My buttons was stuck. Producer man, I think we have our technical difficulties called. Let's put the call through one more time, please. Thank you, please. In the name of Jesus, go! Jesus, this is Pastor Purdy at Turner calling you with a new assessment, Glenda. This time you's gonna pass. And with prayers that Purdy had been saying for a long time now.
Oh my God, I had Jordan Almonds. They come out different. Well, honey, I'm not just sitting here wasting time trying to freshen up my room, but what kind of assessments we talking about?
Well, we got some assessments here that is biblical, Glenda, and then we can get started on that right away and start getting that payment sent to you so you can fill up your bank account. Oh. Isn't that what you want, Glenda?
Oh my God, hold on.
Glenda, right, is he there? Can I please have...
I got so many ashtrays, hold on. My God, what the hell? I have this hand cream. Oh, that's hand sanitizer. Smells like alcohol, and I know it's not a drink because I don't drink Jello shots.
That's right.
Honey, I forgot what we were talking about. Are we going to a movie?
No, we's not going to a movie. We's doing a new assessment, Glenda. Isn't you excited about that? Pretty so excited about these assessments. Now, Glenda, I'm just going to start right in. I'm not even waiting for your answer that you already said yes to by answering the phone. Does your trailer have problems, Glenda?
Oh, it's missing one of the walls. So it's just covered in plastic, but it widens my view of the hill.
Oh, a nice view of the hill. I'm just taking notes in my biblical device, Glenda. He's directly connected to the master control Christian system. Now, the next question, Glenda, is... Oh, my goodness, my. We've gone over so many of these. Does you store anything that's older than a year or 10 years?
Yeah.
Or 2,000 years?
I'm pretty sure the dirt outside is older than me. And my crusted over hand cream, it's like a block now. I got, you know, these little containers and hand cream come in. The little circular ones like oil of Olay and, you know, vegetable of Olay and beef of Olay. I got a whole collection. They've all kind of hardened and now, well, they're all hardened, you know, and I'm tired of, like, taking a hammer and chisel and trying to get them out in a pot of boiling water and bring them back to life.
To laugh. Bring them back to laugh. So you think you can make your hand cream laugh?
No, not laugh, honey. Laugh.
Isn't that what I said?
Not laugh. Laugh.
I know.
Bring them back to laugh.
Right.
Oh, no, they can't laugh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You people don't understand Texas.
So now you think you hand cream is going to be in Texas laughing all for the rest of its life. Anyway, Glenda, let's move on, please, Glenda. I believe it was Purdy's turn.
Whatever.
Now, Glenda, does he store old pillows that would...
Yes.
Would... That's a little... Someone must have sneezed when they read this last. There's a question.
Friday.
Now, Glenda, does you store old pillows that should be burned instead of kept because they is funky smelling?
Oh, yeah.
And that includes old pillows, old furniture, old rugs and carpets, and bath towels, and nail scrubs.
I think everything smells funky in my half life on account of missing that one wall that's just covered with a clear trash bag that I cut up and expanded, you know. It's a window.
The window. So is you into arts and crafts, Glenda? And is those arts and crafts certified, blessed, and licensed by the Neighborhood Homeowners Association or the Christian Homeowners Association? If you don't have an association, Glenda, is you in violation? How would you know?
I'm going to take a guess and just say 47. And then if there's another trick question, I'm just going to say purple. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like betting the firm on this even though I don't have one.
Okay, Glenda, just hold on. I have to bring up another.
All right.
This section is classified. One moment, please.
Sure, top secret, yeah. Hey?
Let me just enter my password, Glenda.
All right.
There it is. There's period. Further. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Enter.
Hey?
Oh, I always have to keep these things secret. There we go, Glenda.
Okay.
They're out of there now.
I guess they are.
Now, Glenda, don't listen if you heard any of that. Let's continue with the assessment. Does your dog have spikes on his collar and eats cats?
No, because I don't have a dog, and I don't have a cat. And neither one was eaten by the other, and I'm not into spiked collars. Yeah.
Oh, Glenda, I'm sorry. Was you singing about something? You know, I did take Moses Mentalix. And that's like the Olympics of Moses with mentalism. So Pernod had the brain of Moses with my Moses Mentalix. And Mentalantics or some Mentalantics. I don't remember the damn name, but I've got this. Dumb bird, where did Pernod go to school for Moses with my brain? Anyway, I have the brain of Moses with the ability to think a thunk that was thought through, Glenda. Now, before I get into explaining that, which I was not, I just need to know if you was hiding something from Jesus.
No, my bathrobe is closed. Oh my God, I'll be here all night in the back alley behind Caesar's next to the trash cans. As usual, no coupons.
Oh my God, I'm totally here on the air. Oh, I was getting a facial at Neiman's, one of those new vitamin packs. And, thank you, Jocelyn, if you could file that in the appropriate round file. I don't need any of that paraphernalia. They tried to give me a four-color brochure on this bottle of something that cost $10 million or whatever the hell. Something by Rihanna. I don't know what she's pushing now, but it's like, honey, please, I've been around longer. You don't need to put that on my face in order for it to be more beautiful. I use pancake mix and cornmeal and olive oil, just like J-Lo, and I look younger than her, so there. Well, I was trying to do assessments with Glenda, and then you called in. But Glenda, we can continue the assessment at another time, please, because it's a timeless state for Jesus.
I like the timeless state. I don't have to pay anything, and I can't get bailed either. Nothing happens in that, huh? Then damn Jehovah's Witnesses came to my house again. And I said, I'm Jewish, I'm already saved. You want to come in and shoot lesbian porn? They tore out of there faster than a Lamborghini on chili sauce. Oh my God, I hope I was wearing diapers later that day when I told that to Sylvia. Because, oh no, I wasn't. Okay, that explains the dribbling on the kitchen floor. Oh. I wonder what that was, you know, because I don't have a cat.
Oh my goodness, Glenda, now you need to just limit this, make a note of that. Okay, now we've officially done, Glenda, but see, you need to save these vital details. I heard that word from my therapist. Glenda, when we do the assessment again, don't leave out details so I can put them in my biblical device that now has batteries.
Okay, let me just clear that, because I don't know what the frick that was about, but we have got to get on the horn about pumpkin spice and the pre-planning of the pre-planning committee. They don't know what they're doing, and I think we just ought to take over and give them instructions, because, as far as I know, Johnson, bring me that piece of paper I had last year. Thank you. She sunk. Oh, well, hold on. What's my line? That's all. Or, I'm sorry, let me do that again. Let's take two. That's all. There, I had to, like, wave my hand. It's all about attitude, isn't it, Jocelyn? 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 No, she's not here. Anyway, I didn't really need a piece of paper. It's blank anyway, Jocelyn! She's had trouble washing her feet this week. I don't know what that's about.
Did she come to my trailer and walk on my rug?
Well, why? What's on your rug? I've been here, you know, as usual. I'm just listening.
Oh, Christ on the cross, Jonathan, you scared Pernie to half to death. I almost lost my spirit and fell on the floor.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, just wow.
Jonathan, you gonna do the cleaning or not? God, I swear I'd pay her for me. That's better. This place is a pigsty. She only vacuumed it at noon, the whole place. But I think there's dust in the air. We've had wildfires down here all over the place, blowing smoke and soot. God only knows what from these Chinese hot air balloons flying all over the place and everything else. I just don't want anything from the Middle East, you know, contaminating the house.
Oh, I heard about that in my QAnon newsletter, and they says there's all kinds of secret portals opening up from the UFOs, and that the whole COVID lockdown was a test run that failed for humans, but was a total success for the aliens. Non-human intelligence is what they're trying to call it now, trying to fool us.
Yeah, I do think it's weird myself that now they're calling things like aliens. Which, you know, if they're alien to humans, it doesn't matter if they're from Earth or another planet that's not Earth or another dimension. It's just, we all know what the word aliens means. We get it. Apparently, they like to play word puzzles. And the same with UFOs. It's like, why are we calling them unidentified aerial phenomena or the underwater one?
I saw a documentary last night called The Underwater One, but it was about Jesus and the second coming, that he's coming underwater and he's going to play Atlantis, and Jason Momoa is upset about that.
Well, what about his gay brother? Is his gay brother upset about it, you know? Mimosa, who conducted me at shoe shows and choreographed everything with style and fashion. I was a really big hit.
Who's this Mimosa person? Is that like a person? Are we talking about the drink, honey?
Well, who knows with Catherine? It could be both. It could be Mr. Mimosa had a mimosa, and that was how it went.
Oh, and then he went down the stairs, and that is where he went. See, now we have a poem, Jonathan. Isn't that wonderful? We're creative like the Lord.
Knock it off.
Shut up.
Honey, it is very drafty in here, honey. There's a hole in my plastic wall.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys could raise money for that one, your church fundraisers.
Oh, that's tacky.
Or should I just take my big, huge personality down to, I don't know.
What?
Paula White.
What?
Should I know her?
What are you talking about, Glenda?
Give her the business instead with my face on the poster.
No, Glenda.
My toothless wonder smile. Oh. I'll bring in all the white trash from miles and miles around who want to hear about my life.
Now, say, why would anyone want to hear about your life, Glenda, when we can laugh ourselves? We don't need to hear you laugh. We can laugh ourselves. Sing a joyous joke unto the Lord, Glenda. Does you have some Bible tracks he's going to sing to or something like that?
I'm singing about singing, You Light Up My Life.
Oh, no, I already have the re-singing rights to that, Glenda. You can't do that. I own the re-singing rights on that. You light up my life.
That's rough.
Oh my God, that was the perfect end. Oh,
but a burst.
Jocelyn, I just won 2 Grammys on that last note alone. I mean, that was genius.
No call to order. If you want to be in a choir, then you come and do it in Bless His Souls Ministries. We own the rights for the entire county on anyone who wants to sing a joyous joke unto the Lord.
Okay.
Call to order in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
Well, whilst we're on it, let me just... Is everyone listening to Pernie? Is everyone listening to Pernie? Glenda, I was going to do it right now. 3, 2, 1.
And strike, and strike, and strike, and strike, and strike, and strike, and strike.
Yeah. Okay.
Paula White is onto something with that. I study her and I try to get the hidden meaning and all the depth that she has in that sermon. I just listen to that. We've got it on loop playing in one of our chambers. We got a secure chamber. It's like a skiff, but Jesus can come in. What is that strange hoovering around sound out here in the background? It sounds like a blimp has exploded.
Oh, that's Jocelyn vacuuming. Jocelyn, cut it!
Oh, God, she's
God, we should be doing late night television. She could be the band, and when I go, ah, the cutting motion with my hands, she just gets it. Oh, Jocelyn, get ready. Go. Oh, the little joys in life, you know. My facial cream ran out, so I gotta tell her what to do more now till I get some more in. I just have this need to control my face, and when I can't do that, I have to control Jocelyn. Jocelyn, cut it! Oh, that was gorgeous, Jocelyn. Okay, go make the puddings. See what I mean? I've just got it. I've got what it takes.
Right.
More than a quantum computer.
Well, you know they have to shut down the quantum computers according to an order, like a command order from NASA, because something weird happened, and the quantum computer at Google, and somewhere else, Microsoft, Disney, I don't know, somewhere in Chicago, it's like it tapped into some other realm, and it almost, like, opened something, that's their wording, not mine,
yeah.
And they shut the whole thing down.
Yeah, I heard that on my QAnon newsletter. I'll get the freaking shots, I'm telling you, you'd like this. So much better than that crap you get at MSNBC or CNN and Fox News and Newsmax, but the real facts is that they almost opened a portal to hell, and since the devil's not quite ready to take over everything yet in Israel, Palestine, he's getting the last fine touch-ups on his costume, something like that, and then he's ready to make an entrance. At least that's what I heard, you know. On the commercial.
Right.
It was an infomercial. I didn't buy the product. I just like the information and the knowledge.
The knowledge from an infomercial.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did you get 16 million free Ginsu knives as a bonus?
Oh, no, I didn't buy it. No, I didn't call in. I didn't want them tracing my number and having the feds showing up and say, how come you was at the White House on January 6th? We're going to throw you in the Capitol jail with Nancy Pelosi.
That's right.
And little horn heads with the flag on his face who sat in her office. I know what goes on. I got spies.
Look, Linda, I told you we wasn't supposed to go in Nancy Pelosi's office because we's going to do that virtually for our meeting with her, if that's the one you was talking about.
What are you talking about, meetings with Nancy Pelosi?
No kidding.
What on earth has happened to your politics?
Yeah, same here. What on earth has happened to the planet has gone upside down. And so, of course it is this show. I shouldn't be surprised, but I may have to go out for pizza and beer.
You always go out for pizza and beer. Why is it any different this time? I don't want to hear the answer, Johnson. But anyway, we've got all kinds of spies. Nancy Pelosi is one of the spies. And Trump and Melania is spies.
Wow.
Meghan Markle is a spy, but not Prince Harry. He likes to party too much.
Everyone, hold on just a moment. I want to clear the air. Is everyone listening in, Jocelyn? All right. Turn the security cameras on in the entire house. I want to record this. I just need to,
what is he doing?
An ASMR activation.
What?
On the energy.
What about
so
it?
So that people understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Skiff somewhere.
What?
She's sending a code, honey. Is that how you do it?
I don't know what's going on.
You get on international radio and you just talk bullshit, but it's really good. Oh, my God. It's exciting.
Oh, my God.
I could eat a potato chip.
Well, go get one, Glenda. Put it in some dip. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
No, no. Let's not let tempers flare.
That's right. We don't need Satan to come early. We need him to stay out as long as possible. Pernod is, we have every night, we have a midnight prayer, and I just have, you know, we got this new technology, so I don't have to do it while I was awake. We just have the likeness of Pernod do it in a hologram machine that projects it up on some cloud or something with drones. And, you know, they's trying to outdo Pernod in Dubai with the skeleton trying to climb that big old tower in the middle of Dubai. But see, Pernod is taller than that tower in Dubai, in Budai. Is it Budai or Dubai?
Dubai.
Well, I don't understand these.
Well, it's Dubai.
I don't know all the different brands of people all over the world and how they cash out on it, but
right.
Pernod is taller than that tower in Budai.
I don't think I've ever been to Budai, but I do get their gold bars in Dubai. Is that the same place? Or is that a shopping mall? I don't know.
Oh my God, we gotta figure this out. You know, it does remind me of little Koreans flipping their damn cards. You know, where's like an example? No, come to Korean sex party. Come to Korean sex party. Every time I'm walking to the mini mart, you know, they're flipping their damn cards.
Right.
It's like I want to go to your damn Korean sex party, honey.
Do you have to go to Korea to get into the sex party, no. Or is it somewhere in Vegas?
I think it's just several feet away in the alley that they stand by. You know, it's not even in a hotel. Just down behind the garbage cans, they're fast.
Is he telling jokes behind the garbage cans again, Glenda? I thought you did that behind Caesar's.
Glenda, if those Koreans are having a sex party outside behind the garbage cans in bad parts of Vegas, then it is a joke.
Honey, I never said I went to the sex parties with the Koreans outside behind the garbage cans. I prefer the ones inside the motels. No, honey, I'm just kidding. I'm just not into Koreans.
Right.
Literally.
No, neither am I.
No, nobody is anymore. They're just not, you know, they're not the it thing right now. We don't know what the it thing is. You know, the whole lots of it things that have been the it are no longer it, and so we're waiting.
It?
We're just waiting for Anna Wintour to get on it and tell us what it is.
Brain hurt. I know this might be hard to believe, but I don't know what's going on.
That's okay. Maybe you could have some pudding. I don't know.
Oh, we're having pudding here, but we're not having it over there.
No.
I don't think Jocelyn's making enough for everybody.
No, that's not what I meant. I was just trying to move the conversation forward.
I know that. I was just trying to not be funny.
I didn't think it was funny either, honey. I don't think pudding's funny.
Right.
What? I don't understand laughing pudding or your laugh, Glenda, with your laugh and your laugh. I need to go now. The dumb birds is giving me a headache. Good night, please. I need to say prayers to Jesus.
Oh, good night, honey. You know, he called me 4 times. I think it was prank calling. And I'd like to sue the network for $1 billion. You think I can do that?
No, Glenda, you can't do that.
Oh,
good night, everyone.
Good night, Mr. Steinberg.
Wow.
Just like Santa Claus, Glenda.
Totally like Santa Claus and God together, Glenda.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm just going to be real polite and say I need to go now because, I just need to go and empty my bedpans before Love Boat. I don't have to do my evening loading tomorrow. I just did it.
Oh.
And I'm done. Good night.
Oh, good night, Glenda. Wow, you scared the shit out of her. Literally. I'm going to go have a few and some beer. Good night.
Oh, good night, yeah. Wow. Johnny, what's that? Oh, is it? Oh. It's nice. It's black. It's the mic. Okay. I never shit myself on stage when I was a stripper. Back in Vegas when I was playing Cremora Ravel, I just said, Johnny, where are you going? Johnny, where are you going? Oh, the show's over. Good night, everybody. I'm going to be doing, Jocelyn's going to be doing them. They don't polish themselves, my toes. Probably some kind of fall colors. I don't know. Falling leaves.